The Anglican Church in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands presents Insight, a program sponsored by the Anglican Churchman.
A reading from the Word of God, written in the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 21, verses 10 through 19. Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events, and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison, and you will be brought before kings and governors and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. My name is John Pinder. I am an ordinand in the Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands, and I hail from the parish of Christ the King in Ridgeland Park West, New Providence. I thank you for joining with us this evening on tonight's insight. Some words for our reflection from Luke chapter 21 and verse 13. This will give you an opportunity to testify. In our gospel reading for tonight, we follow Jesus as he speaks with his disciples. And as he talks with them, Jesus, he turns the topic to the signs and persecutions that his followers will ultimately face. And while our gospel reading picks up from verse 10, it is in verse 9 that Jesus prefaces or begins his message to the disciples with the words of comfort. He tells them not to be terrified when they hear the things that he's about to tell them, because these things must take place. He warns them that nation will rise against nation, that there will be man-made conflict, and on top of that, there will be acts of God, earthquakes and famines, plagues and the like. And then, as if that isn't bad enough, Jesus goes on to tell them that before all of that occurs, they would be arrested. They would be handed over to synagogues and brought before kings and governors. I want you to put yourselves in the position of the disciples upon hearing this news, after witnessing all of Jesus's miracles, all of his signs and wonders, listening to him teach in the synagogues and being able to answer the Pharisees and the scribes and to stand his own ground. The disciples must have felt that Jesus was invincible. They most likely became very comfortable with the way things were. And then out of nowhere, Jesus comes with these words that simply upsets their comfort. Aren't we like that in our spiritual journeys? We have a tendency to get comfortable with where we are at. We get comfortable with simply coming to Mass and having the Word of God expounded to us such that we don't go to seek and read God's Word for ourselves. We become so comfortable with having others speak to us and reveal God's truths for our lives that we don't see the need to pray and to intimately commune with God for ourselves. We become so comfortable with our worship experience that we don't seek to engage in private devotion outside of corporate worship. We become so comfortable with the work that we look around and see others doing in church that we don't feel the need to become involved in using our gifts and our talents for the building up of God's kingdom. My family, the reality is we become so comfortable that we become complacent. But more importantly, we become inconspicuous. We blend in into the background. You see, so often when we talk about becoming comfortable, we often mention this idea of complacency, but I want to move from that. I want to bring another dimension to it. You see, sometimes we become so comfortable that we become inconspicuous. We disappear from the scene. We blend into the background. The light of Christ is no longer shining for others to see. And while we're not to be showy people, when we become too inconspicuous, we lose the zeal to proclaim the gospel message. When we are in the background too much, we lose the zeal to tell others what God has done for us. To remind people that God is still love. To remind people that God still heals. To remind people that God still delivers, that God still supplies our needs, that God still has need for us. The disciples, they ran the risk of becoming so comfortable with the way things were that they would keep it all to themselves, this good news of Jesus Christ. And sadly, that is what many of us do. We keep the talents that God has blessed us with to ourselves. We keep the gifts that we have to ourselves. The purpose that God has placed in our lives, we don't use it for the building up of the kingdom. Sadly, for many of us, we don't even know what our purpose is, and we don't care to seek to find out what it is. We don't seek to find ways to promote the kingdom of God or to impact it in any way because we have become comfortable and we have become inconspicuous. This comfort is dangerous to the growth of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27 reminds us that we are one body yet with many members, and as members we are to work together for the good of the body, that body being the body of Christ. And so we see in our gospel reading that Jesus is warning his disciples that some things will come to upset their comfort zone, to force them into a position where they must testify about their faith in God, where they must testify about this man named Jesus Christ. My family, sometimes when the trials of this life come our way, they are designed to upset our comfort zone. The very things that may cause you to pray more were designed just so that your prayer life can grow. The very things that cause you to fast and trust in God in a way that seems unreasonable were designed so that your faith in God can increase, so that the things can come to force you to be strong. And the things that come to force you to be strong were designed just for you because God knows how much you can bear. My sisters and brothers, sometimes the things that come into your life that feel as if they are derailing your comfort zone is God's way of ringing the alarm. It is God's way of forcing you from a place of comfort and obscurity in the background to a place where you are forced to testify, to tell your testimony. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11 reminds us that the saints of God in the last day were overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. In other words, whatever hardships and trials and tribulations that they faced on this side, it was the blood of Christ that was shed on Calvary, and more importantly, the words of their testimonies that allowed them to be overcomers. You see, sometimes the enemy will try to embarrass you into submission and make you ashamed of your past, ashamed of the things that you had to go through. The enemy will make you feel embarrassed at the things that God allowed you to endure. You see, for the disciples to have to tell others that they were arrested and dragged before councils and to be treated as criminals, it must have been embarrassing. But guess what? As our gospel reading reminds us, it was this very thing that gave them the opportunity to testify. It was in jail that they would eventually tell the prisoners about this man from Galilee. It was in the courtrooms that persons would hear about Jesus of Nazareth. It was in the public's eye that Jesus' name would be lifted when they testified about their faith in this Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. My family, I do not know what any of you are facing. I don't know what past you have that you will hide away in shame. I don't know what the enemy is trying to hold over your head, but I do know this. God never puts more on us than we can bear. And we can overcome the shame and the guilt that we have by telling our story. Because you see, when you tell your story, you're not telling others how you used to live your life. You're not telling others the way that things were. You're not telling others about the mistakes that you made. That's not what you do when you are a child of God, but as children of God. When you tell your story, you are telling others how God delivered you from an old mindset. You're telling others how God raised up a standard in your life. You're telling others how God changed you, renewed you, made you whole, and made you free. You see, it's your story, but it is not about you. My family, it is your story, but it is about God. My family, someone somewhere needs to know what God has done for you and what God is doing in your life. It is not about the times that you had to beg, but it is about the times that God placed the right people at the right time. It's not about how you ended up backsliding, but it is about God's redeeming power in your life. It's not about what you had to do just to get by, but it is about God turning your situation around for you. And for your good, my family, it is all about God. And as I close, remember this. Jesus told his disciples not to be terrified. You see, when you know this loving Savior, when you remember the times that you were down and out, but God stepped in. When you remember how difficult things were for you, but God made a way out of no way. Then when you are faced with the circumstances that are beyond control, your control, and you don't know what the next step is, you have a peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians chapter 4:6 reminds us of this peace, a peace that will guard your hearts and your minds when your situations are telling you to run, when your situations are telling you to doubt God, when people are telling you to be ashamed of what God brought you out of, to hide who you are in Christ Jesus. That peace will guard your minds and your hearts and remind you that you have nothing to fear because the Lord your God will be with you always, even to the end of the ages. And so my family, my encouragement to all of us this evening is to embrace who you are in Christ. Embrace that you are delivered. Embrace that you are redeemed. Embrace that you are an overcomer because of the words of your testimony, because of the stuff that God brought you out of, because of the stuff that God allowed you to endure so that you may grow, so that you may win souls for the kingdom of God, as the last line of our gospel reading puts it. And so as we go about our day-to-day spiritual journeys, I ask you to seek out the opportunities that you have to grow in the kingdom, to use your talents for the kingdom, to allow your purpose to manifest for the kingdom. What opportunities are there for you to testify for the kingdom? Luke chapter 21:13. This will give you an opportunity to testify. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord our God, ever to find in you a very present help in trouble. When we are in the darkness of doubt or perplexity, shed your light upon the way. When we are burdened with the affairs of our daily life, lift us to the calm of your presence. When we are battling with temptation and the flesh is weak, by the might of your Spirit, make us strong to overcome. We ask these things through him in whom we are more than conquerors, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Triumph for these shades of hope.